First of all, let's start with Roger Johnson. The chairman said that you're close to doing it. Wolves have said it's done in principle. Where are you at as a club with it?
We've spoken to him, and we're hoping that the deal will go through sometime today.
A player you've chased for a long time, a player you know a lot about, of course.
Yeah, I think I brought him in from Wickham. He went for a lot of money from Cardiff. Then from the club he was at, he then moved on again from Birmingham to Wolves for big money. And somewhere along the line, he's lost his way a little bit. And whatever's gone on there doesn't really affect us. It's what he does here now.
You've chased him for a long time, though, haven't you? I don't think this is the first time that you've tried to sign him. About 15, 16 months ago, I think. As long as that.
I was going to say 15, 16 times. No. Listen, I've chased a lot of players. Sometimes when it doesn't work out for a player at a club or whatever, then you test the field, you see whether he's available. But he wasn't available when I went for him the last time. So we're just pleased that if he does, you know, everything does go through, then you know we'll be pleased to be working with him. But I don't want to say yes, we've definitely got him, because until he signs on the dotted line, we haven't really got him.
How do you get around the wages issue? He is a big earner, isn't he?
I'll leave that one alone, I think.
Is that the kind of obstacle you've got to get over at the moment, reading between the lines?
No, it's the deal's all done.
Right.
I mean, it's just now Roger putting pen to paper, which he'll probably do first thing this morning when he gets in.
Does he see this as an opportunity to put his career back on track? Because he's had a tough time at Wolves. We know everything that's gone on there, the baggage that has kind of he's carried round with him at Wolves for one reason or another.
When you say baggage, I mean, listen, I know the lad, so you know, whatever's being said about him or whatever, you've got to ask the people why they've said it and for what reason. I know Roger for a long time. As I said, he did absolutely fantastic for me. He's a very, very good player. He played the majority of the games last year as well for Wolves, so for whatever reason, we've been given the opportunity to go and get him. We're grateful for that. And Roger knows where I stand on what my principles are and everything else, on the way I want to play and what I expect from my players. So he'll come here under no illusions whatsoever. He'll know he'll have to fight for his place. He knows he'll have to do the goods like anybody else that we, you know, I've ever signed. So really, all we're hoping for is that we get him in, get him up and running. He probably needs a good week's training. We need to see what level he's at. Might take a couple of weeks. But we've got a very, very good player to replace a good player that we lost. And it's up to him. I can only give him the stage, and I've said that many times with any player. I can only give them the stage to go and perform. It's up to them and how they do it then.
What frame of mind is he in?
Well, I would hope that he's in the frame of mind that, you know, he's not played since the back end of last season. And what are you when you play football? You are a footballer. That's what you've got to do, is play football. And to be stuck in the stands and see no light at the end of the tunnel every Friday, you see the lads going through their run-throughs and that, and you're not involved in it. It's disheartening. It's like being injured, you know, and you know there's nothing at the end of a hard week's work. So it is a little bit soul-destroying. So I would hope that he just wants to get back on track and start playing and prove and show what the player he is.
Is this with a view to a permanent move?
Yeah, we'll look at that. The first thing is to get him in, get him fit, get him playing, and then we'll go from there.
And his strengths as a defender?
That's what he is. He's a defender. He's a very, very good defender. But he's also likely to pop up with the odd goal or two from set plays. He loves getting into the box. He's one of them defenders that likes to head it and kick it and get a tackle in and everything else. And you know, he's decent on the ball. But he just enjoys defending. And sometimes in today's game, they're hard to find.
And Martin Taylor, you're referring to earlier on, he's gone to Brentford.
Yeah.
Why did you allow that to happen?
Well, similar to what has happened to Rodgers to a certain degree, that he's not been playing and players want to play. and he knew I was looking to bring somebody else in. He knows I wasn't looking to bring in a cover, so basically, you know, he wants to play games, and the Brentford one's been there for some time. It was just a matter of when he felt that it was the right time to do it, and we felt it was the right time to do it. But there's a lot of hard thinking by Tiny, but he's made the right decision, and he knows that, and he'll just get on with it. Tiny's an exceptional professional footballer. Does all the right things. Just unfortunately, didn't work out for him as well as what it, you know, we would have all liked. Yeah, and that can happen sometimes. No fault of his, no fault of anybody's. It's just circumstances sometimes. But he's now got his opportunity to start playing and prove his worth.
Is it saddening at all for a manager, you in this instance, when you fetch a player in like that, who you respect hugely, but he doesn't get the kind of football that he would want, and then you have to ship him out somewhere else?
That's my job, but you know, if you had them sentiments, then you'd have something like 300 players on your books. So I think what you've got to be is, you know, if it hasn't worked, then try and find out the reasons. Can you change that? Is it going to work? But Tiny done nothing wrong here. Don't get me, you know, don't misjudge on what I'm trying to say here. He didn't do anything wrong. If you speak to the players around him, you know, he was club captain. He was a superb pro. And these are all the things that I've said to Uri when we've learned that he liked the guy, but unfortunately he didn't get off to the best of starts here. And that's always difficult sometimes to get over, but we felt he did. But unfortunately he wants to play games. He's not 24, he's come up to 34, and you've got to play games, and that's what all players want to do. But you would hope that's what they want to do, and he's one of them.
Does he still have a future here?
Every player that's signed on here will have a future here, because you never say never in football. I've said this many times. If you say to a player, look, you are never going to play for me again, you've only got one decision to make. You've got to get him out of the club. I've only ever said that to one person in all my time as a manager. And he was shipped out the next day. So I don't believe in saying, unless they've done that, something absolutely... where there's no comeback. Everybody always has a comeback. So everybody always has an opportunity in this football club to stake a claim and make a point that they're there and they've got to do it. A lot of people always fall into the trap that, oh, they're not getting their opportunity. And I've said this before, that you get your opportunity as soon as you walk through the gates. It's what you do during the week. It's how you perform during the week. You can't just expect to play in the first team and show what you're worth without doing it during the week. Otherwise, why have competition? So, players, that's what I said to you before, players here know that they come here to work, they come here to show what they've got. And if we feel that's the right one to play, then that's what we do.
You got one out then this week in Martin. How close have you been to getting others out? Young Obi Lay, for example, was meant to be going to Scunthorpe, we all thought, but he's back now, is that right?
Yeah, he went and played and didn't do probably what they wanted him to do, so he's come back in. We've just allowed the young Manny, centre forward, to go to Hyde for a month, and we'll give them the opportunities. The problem you have is when you've got young players and you're trying to loan them out, because they've got no pedigree, no CV behind them, some managers don't always want to take that gamble. They're always looking, they need that experience, so it's always difficult to place them. But we try and place them in the places that we think they're going to get the best learning curve, where they're going to be playing in front of a crowd, different age groups, because when they're playing in the 21s, they're only competing against their own age, and they're not really gaining anything. So we feel there's one or two more that can benefit by going out and playing. It's just picking the right level and getting the club, because we've had many clubs, but we don't think that they're right for us. But maybe the way they play, what they do. So, you know, and he'll come back here and he'll train with us and we'll monitor him, but we'll also watch him in every game and see how he is in his development.
These are only young players, though. They're not going to free up a whole load of money for you to go and strengthen your first team squad, are they?
We're still looking at moving, but as I said, once the 25-man squads are all named and everything else, then you'll see movement, because everybody will know whether they can go for players or they can't. So we've had one or two inquiries about some of our players, but nothing definite to say, yeah, we want to take him. They're all waiting to see what happens. And we're of a similar ilk. Just got to be a little bit patient. But in the meantime, because we pick up an injury here to a certain position, then we must just change tack quickly and move as what we have done.
Having spoken to the chairman yesterday, he said on record, you want a striker, you want a creative midfield player, and that Billy Sharp is still very much on your radar. Is he accurate with that?
There's quite a few players. The chairman said that.
Yes.
Ah, right, okay. No, we're still,
thanks, chairman.
Guys, it's good as gold, really. But we're still looking at other options, and as I said, until we get the green light and we get the finances in them, we just have to bide our time.
Billy, then, still on your radar, as the chairman says?
There's quite a few on my radar, and there'll be a few more once the 25-man squads are announced. So we'll just keep looking. But you know, as I said earlier on, it's not just because we're looking at that position. Something else can happen. You know, like we lost a centre half before, we lost a full back, so we've just got to move tact and basically do what we think is right at that moment in time.
Any other business that you want to do, is that takeover dependent now?
Well, that's what you got to ask the chairman. That's, you know, I just get the bits that I need to know. But we still have to be diligent in what we do and make sure that you know, if we're moving people out, we bring people in for the amount that we're doing that. Until the chairman decides that, okay, I'll do a different tact. But at the moment, you know, we're not far away. We've got a good bunch of players here. We want to add to that. But in the meantime, we might lose one or two as well, whether it be through injury or we ship them out. So we'll just go about our business in the way that we feel is the right way. And I do honestly believe that's what we're doing. But if somebody wants to say, there's X amount of pounds, go and get your players, then of course that helps. But I'm sure every manager will want that.
Do you have a short list of names that you could trigger, you could work on quickly if something was to happen?
I have a long list, not a short list.
A long list. But you must have like a group of names right at the top that if the finances were available, you could go and do.
Yeah, we have them in every position.
Yeah. And on the investment front, you say you find out what you can. What is the chairman telling you? Because you must ask the question as a manager.
I do ask the question, but they're working hard. Mm-hmm. The chairman's made no secrets that if somebody comes along that he feels can do better for the club, then you know he will look at it. So at the moment, I'm just going about, because I get paid to do the football side, and that's what I do.
Yeah. Butland's name continues to be linked, and I think fans look at that and think, well, is Chris Kirkland in trouble? Is he looking to be moved out? I think that's the case. But some fans ask that question. Is Butland one that you've looked at?
I look at players that are available. What's the problem in looking at having two really good goalkeepers in and fighting it out? It's competition. It's what you need. If you get two players for every position in your football club and they are, you know, really fighting hard, and it doesn't matter which one you play because you know you've got two really good players, then that's good for the player, good for the football club, and it's a healthy position to be in. It's when you haven't got them that players can become lazy. Doesn't really matter if they have a bad game, so because they know they're not going to be left out, and that's not what it's all about. A player needs that competition to fire him up to make sure that he performs at the highest level, because he knows if he doesn't, then there's someone waiting there chomping at the bit to get their opportunity. And I don't see anything wrong in that. I don't have any favourites here, you know. It's because you know, Chrissy knows the scores. If I can find the goalkeeper of the same elk as him, then why wouldn't I bring him in? If we can afford it and we can get him in, why wouldn't I want to do that? You're not telling me that, you know. You look at Manchester United, and why have they got players in Chelsea and all them, and where they can leave one out? Do you think them players are saying, well, why are you bringing him in? If they're asking that question, then basically they're fighting that they're not performing, and that fella might take their shirt. So there's no place guaranteed at this football club, because anything that we guarantee, if you perform, then you've got more likely of playing than if you don't.
McPhail, still here, training?
Still got Stevie here, still got Shay here. But again, as I said, it's all down to finances and moving people around and trying to get them in.
Mm. What's their mindset at the moment then, those two players that you mentioned? Obviously, Shea's been here for a while, Stephen a week or so.
They're still wanting to join us.
Right.
We've got quite a few players that want to join us. They feel that the club's moving forward. They feel what they've seen, what they've heard. It is good. Mm. And we're just waiting to...
That green light.
Yeah.
That's green light. Yeah. But you'd do both, would you, if you could?
Listen, if I got an opportunity to bring in good players, then I'll certainly try and bring them in.
And what about Team U's going into this weekend now? Lewis is going to be all right, we're told.
Lewis trained yesterday. We'll see what reaction we get today, but I would hope that he's back. We've had a little bit of illness in the camp over the week. Mikhail out, Spence was out. So there's been one or two that just had a bug, but it's been a 24-hour. So we're hoping that... the only one we're waiting on is JJ.
Right.
And we don't know what flight JJ's on yet, so we're hoping that he's back today. And he didn't play in the game, which is good. Being selfish, it's, you know, Camille was sent off, so didn't run the risk of him getting injured. And being a bit more selfish, that he'd be suspended for the next international, so we don't send him. Reader came through his okay. So it's good that we've got everybody up and running. There's a really good, strong atmosphere around the place, and the players now just want to get that win under the belt, and we'll be pulling all stops out to try and do that Saturday.
You don't feel like you're skating on thin ice a bit at the back now? Because if Roger Johnson's not fit yet, obviously your options are more limited.
Not really, because Louis can play centre-half. Jordan Spencer's played centre-half. So, no, we're looking at Reed has played centre-half. So we've got players that we can mix around, and it's not a problem in the short term, it's the problem that becomes in the long term. Mm. So that's why we've tried to do what we're doing.
Has the break been useful?
Yes and no. I mean, we got some of our players up and running, we've had a bit more work with them, certain departments, but because we've had players away, you can't really get it all done. So I would say yes and no, to be honest, but I think it's in the game now, it's there, so we expect it and we know what's doing. If you're playing really well, you don't want it to stop, you never know how you're going to come back, injury-wise and everything else, but at this moment in time, it was probably useful to us as much as it wasn't. And if that's a 50-50 question answer for you, it's just the best I can give you, because I don't really know, to be honest. I think players just want to go on and play.
You've said all season that you're not that far away. What's the missing ingredient?
Well, the two or three players that I spoke about, I think, gives us more depth, gives us more options. You know, and all the games we've been in have been really tight, and could have gone either way in every department, really. Could have gone either way, you know. And you look at, you know, game against QPR, should we have won it? Yes, should have done it. Could have done it last week, the week before, 2 weeks ago. They've all been tight games, very tight games. Just, you know, maybe a little bit of luck in front of goal, decision going your way. It can be anything. But, you know, the thing is, we're slowly building it. We're only, what is it, 5 games in. So we're only, you know, last 3 games we haven't lost. So we're slowly building. And if we can get the players in that we're looking at, then we're hoping that will make us even stronger again.
Sorry to bring it back around to players, but you keep talking about it, if you can get those players. Are you confident something might happen next week?
I'm always confident. If something happens today, I'd be absolutely delighted. But I'm always confident. We're always keeping in check with the clubs, the players, if we're allowed to, just to make sure that we are, you know, telling them, look, this is just bide your time. You know, we'll wait and wait. But it's how long they wait, because there are players that we've asked that have gone to other clubs and we've lost them. But, you know, every club will have that scenario. But at the moment, we knew it'd be 6-7 games in before we probably had what we all wanted. Mm. So we're probably on target as much as anybody else.
Yeovil next. Do you think most clubs in the Championship will look at Yeovil and think 3 points without being too disrespectful to them?
Well, would the teams looked at us last year and said the same, because we come out of the first division. You know, I'm sure they would have, because, you know, it's a big jump. Gary's done a fantastic job there. Second time round, he knows the place. Players know what's expected of him. They're a hard working team, and they'll be trying to get points just as much as us. So there's no guarantees in this division, and anyone who says, oh, we'll be looking at that as 3 points, is kidding themselves, because you've only got to look around each week to see the results that happen, where people think, you know, we should have done it, we should have got that. So the only thing that we set up here is that we try and be at our best, and we know we're at our best, and we've always got a far better chance of winning a football match than if we're not. So that's how we try and set them up. But we're the home side, we have to, you know, we're expected to win, you know, we know that. We've got to go and deliver the goods.
The expectation is different for them, though. You talk about you coming up last year, but the expectation on Sheffield Wednesday when they get promoted is to stay there. That expectation isn't really there with Yeovil, is it? If they stay up, it's an absolute bonus. They've had a fantastic season. So does that allow them to play with more freedom, then?
I don't know. But ask Gary and their players that. But no, we know the expectation levels at this football club, and then on our own expectation levels as well. So, you know, everybody will look at the division and look at the tables and make their own judgments. That's a long, long way to go, yeah. We've just got to go about our business. Okay, at this moment, we have to build it slowly. We understand that. We need the patience as much as, you know, we need the support and everything else. And we've got that at this moment in time. And we just got to keep working away and buttering away and trying to get the right players in that are going to do well for this club. And if you slowly, if you look at the whole club and what's happening, it's changing, and that just doesn't happen overnight unless you want to throw, you know, you want to do a Man City or something like that and just throw a lot of money at it. You know, you even look at Cardiff, it got to a certain level, but it still took, you know, 30, 40 million to get that final bit over the line. Now the expectations for them will be, because of the club and the fans and everything else, would be to stay in the division, and that's what happens. So it's slowly. We all want it done quickly, but it's just the way that we have to do it at the moment. And people have to be patient, and they are. You get the odd bits and everything else that will go with it, but at the end of the day, you've got to look back to where you were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and even longer. And stability is the most important thing that this club needs at this moment in time. It needs that stability, it needs that base again to grow and be stronger. And once you've got that, you will be. It's when you're on sandy ground that it shifts all the time, and you don't want to be a yo-yo club and up and down, up and down. And eventually you mightn't get back up. So that's how we've got to do it, because of the restrictions that are on us.